Lars Larson tackles the big stuff. Today at 6 on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Coming up on 25 minutes to 6 o'clock. You know, there's no shortage of decisions made by judges that I disagree with, occasionally angered by. But this decision out of Massachusetts just has me baffled. Do I disagree with it? Sure. But in a ruling that is sure to cause anger among all women and kilt-wearing Scotsmen, a court in Massachusetts has ruled that upskirt photography, where someone tries to take a picture of a woman's crotch up her skirt, is not illegal.
How would they even decide that it's not illegal?
Well, because someone got arrested.
Well, no.
And the judge cleared this upskirt photographer person because of something specific to Massachusetts law or some technicality. Because the general rule of thumb is there's not an expectation of privacy if you're in a public place if you're going to be photographed.
That's what it got down to, is the judge ruled that the Massachusetts law says you can take pictures of people in places unless they have a right to expect privacy.
For instance, I would think by wearing a skirt you have the right to expect privacy.
Well, not to get too personal, but I think the point is, if you wanted to take a picture of you know, walking down the street, sitting on the bus, fine. But does he have the right to try and get a picture of your crotch underneath your skirt?
That's where I think...
Is that a zone?
There's no expectation that you should be subjected to that, because that's essentially what this judge is saying.
Is that a zone of privacy under your skirt? And the judge said no.
Okay, then don't wear the skirt. Like, if you know what I'm saying?
Boy, that'll draw a crowd.
Well, no, I'm just saying, if in that state there's no expectation of privacy for wearing a skirt, you might as well just not wear one.
Huh.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, maybe, that doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Yeah, maybe Boston and Massachusetts are going to be the state in the nation now that has the highest per capita amount of people with mirrors on their shoes.
Yeah, and what I meant by not wear a skirt is not...
Jackass guy's going to walk up with the mirror with the
Hillary Clinton pantsuit.
No, I mean, just don't wear anything.
Become a fashion
statement.
Be naked
from the waist down. If that's how they look at it, you might as well just have no privacy.
Well, now you're not leaving anything to the imagination of the perverts.
And here's the other thing, too. This is what really, really disturbs me about this, is who is decide the age of the person wearing the skirt? So how do you know the person is an adult versus somebody who's only 16?
Ah.
So then does that get into those issues? Yeah. I mean, why would this judge say this?
But they're a protection for a minor,
right?
But not for an adult.
Who knows what age anybody is walking down the street?
And I want to drive home the point that this wasn't just some eccentric judge. This was a majority of the Massachusetts Supreme Court, the state Supreme Court. Yeah. Michael Robertson had been arrested 4 years ago by transit police. He was sitting on the subway using his cell phone to try and take photos of and video up women's skirts and dresses. And he got caught. You know, he's a peeping Tom. He's a perv, right? And his argument was, hey, the state law that I've been arrested on, it protects women from being photographed in the bathroom, mm-hmm. and it protects them from being photographed in a locker room, a dressing room.
Okay.
But it does not protect someone wearing clothes in public areas.
That makes no sense.
This is ridiculous. His argument is that because they weren't in a dressing room or in a bathroom, it's okay?
That they're fair game.
That is what this guy was arguing.
And then that's what makes no sense, is that there's lots of case law that says you don't have a certain expectation of privacy in a public place, but then that would say that your crotch, someone taking a picture of your crotch, is not a reasonable expectation. And I would submit that that is pretty reasonable to expect people not take pictures of your
crotch.
Well,
let me ask you this. Isn't the whole reason why we wear clothing is because there's some propriety, like we should probably cover ourselves up in public, right? Mm-hmm. It's kind of an accepted thing that we've all decided we're going to wear clothing. So a woman should be able to wear clothing and not expect she's going to get pictures of her privates taken.
Okay, well, this is where Justice Carlson would have come down. I would have ruled that when a woman is wearing, well, when anyone is wearing clothes, the area that is clothed is to remain private.
Exactly.
The area that you cover is to remain private. And if someone has to try and use, you know, sneaky means of getting under that area, then he is trying to photograph a zone of privacy just as surely if he had mounted a camera in a girl's locker room.
There you go. Yeah,
yeah, I totally agree with that. That is just beyond.
And the state Supreme Court justice has ruled as
majority. Oh, yeah. No, their legislature has to do a back handspring to try and change the state law. But you would think that there would be, you know, what I would call a zone of common sense.
That's what I was saying. You know, it's like we wear clothes for a reason.
That you would ask the question that Marina just asked. Why do you wear clothing? To cover an area you wish to keep private. And so if someone, and, you know, you could even be more specific and say, particularly if said area covers erogenous zones.
There we go.
Okay.
I mean, could I go into some
You can't equate a woman's wearing a skirt with a guy wearing a hat.
Yeah.
Well, he's covering his head.
Could I go into some health club's aerobics class or yoga class and just start photographing at will?
Well,
and be protected under the law?
See, the argument back then,
that's
there
not a
will
dressing
be,
room.
Well,
not a locker
that's
room.
Private property. The business can tell you no. But could you say if there was a parks and recreation?
There we go, yeah. A community rec center or something like that.
Class or something. So I think that just the.
And if that's the case.
Plain lack of simple common
sense. Like Marina
sense.
Said, can someone go do that at a kid's playground? Or some kids' daycare at a community rec center.
Yeah, really. That's the second shoe to drop on this.
Yeah, and then, okay, so if you go to a beach, there's an expectation people are going to be in revealing clothing.
Sure,
they're going to be
go.
In bikinis, yeah. Whatever. I mean, chances are you know you might be photographed. You're wearing something revealing. But when you're wearing a skirt over
clothes,
I mean, you're wearing clothing.
Do you not have to have consent from someone just to take their picture in general in public?
In a public place, you wouldn't. Yeah.
No.
You would need their permission if you used their picture for a commercial purpose.
Yeah.
So if I was to take a picture of Brittany, no problem. But then if I use that picture
on a website,
if, you know, commercial, you know, hey, you know, look at the beautiful women we photograph here at the such and such photographer studio, then I would have to compensate you.
Okay.
Because I can't do anything for commercial purposes. But again, I don't understand why the court didn't make the simple assumption that if you are wearing clothes, that the area you are covering is
intended to
a
be covered.
Zone of privacy.
You'd think that this would have come out of San Francisco's Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, not Massachusetts.
Right. Well, Massachusetts has its moments too.
I guess so.
But
so here's the thing. Now, this guy, it's okay now. So is this guy now? Does he feel like he can now approach people and say, "Hey, let me look down your shirt. I want to take a picture."
As of today.
Oh, Lord.
Let me look up your skirt. I want to take
a
picture.
I mean,
like, what's to stop him now?
Is there stopping him from walking right up?
Right up to somebody.
Cell phone video over.
He's got his cell phone in one hand and his court papers in the other, going, I'm allowed to do this now.
Did you recall, I think it was either the home show or an auto show or something down at the Expo Center by the stadium?
Yeah.
A guy had put mirrors on his shoes. And he would walk up to a woman and would not only look in the mirror as he put his foot, you know, under her skirt, but then he would take a picture of the mirror.
Didn't that guy get punched
and
out?
And he got, the husband of one of the, saw him, you know, kind of posed awkwardly and then saw what he was doing and went, hey! And he belted him. Well, that guy in Massachusetts would be engaged in a constitutionally protected act of free expression.
I think we need to revise it to a constitutionally protected act of free perversion.
Free perversion. Yeah, that's what it is.
Maybe that's what we need to call it. Call it what it is.
But the draft of the ruling said because the public transit system operating in a public place and uses cameras, the two alleged female victims here were not in a place and circumstance where they reasonably would or could have had an expectation of privacy. So when you're on the subway, you don't have a reasonable expectation that your behind and your crotch will remain off limits to anyone who wants to take a picture.
Which is fine.
Under your skirt.
I was going to say, if you're clothed, yeah, somebody could probably sneak a picture of you from behind or from the front. I mean, yeah, that's going to happen. What can you do about it? But yeah, there is an expectation of privacy when you are covering your private parts. Now, here's one hope that I have. The only hope that I can even glean out of this entire situation is that now that he's been allowed to do it, hopefully he won't do it anymore because the naughtiness, the no-no-ness of it is gone. Maybe there's no thrill for this pervert anymore because now he knows he can do it.
So, but let me throw one more question in this. Suppose that this guy didn't have a cell phone. Suppose that he just, I dropped a dollar on the ground. Let me pick it up. And while he's picking it up, he's looking under her skirt. The judges have essentially ruled that that is also legal.
Sounds like it.
Because
yeah.
The women don't have an expectation of privacy sitting on that subway. So in Massachusetts, every woman who went to work today in Massachusetts has her legs crossed
and
on the bus
or
the subway.
We'll have to look.
Or she's wearing
out
a Hillary Clinton pantsuit.
Yeah, we'll have to look and find out.
Which would be a crime.
If the Massachusetts Supreme Court members are voted in like they are here in Washington or if they're somehow appointed by a governor. And then we can get back to this whole war on women thing.
Yeah, you talk about a war on women.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I hope he doesn't have friends that also do this kind of thing or, you know, he's going to spread the word. Hey, guys, guess what?
Oh,
get out there.
Well, I think that
it's okay.
Yeah, no, the news coverage has done that.
Well, like I'm saying, now the whole naughty aspect of it is gone for this guy, so hopefully he's done.
Yeah, I'd say if the law is not on your side, maybe a little, you know, curbside justice. Not that I am suggesting vigilantism. But if someone tried to, if I caught someone
to
trying to photograph my wife,
camera out of his
hand. If I caught somebody trying to photograph me, don't think I wouldn't give him an elbow to the nose.
I was going
to
say, I think
I'd Marina accidentally would pummel him repeatedly.
Yeah. Me too.
Marina would send that person away with a severe limp.
All right, it is.
You're not wrong.
But yes, the court case in Massachusetts was every bit as awful and ridiculous as you may have heard.